I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes in the past I have thought about praying for missionaries, and it's been a little challenging. Like, how do I actually pray? From what specific ways can I pray for missionaries? Or sometimes you hear a lot of people pray for missionaries, and they say, God, please be with our missionaries. And I guess that's okay, but I believe God wants us to pray specifically. And so let's look at some specifics that we can add to maybe our prayer life, especially in regards to missions. And we're going to begin here with a verse in Colossians chapter 4. But before we do, let's go ahead and ask the Lord to pray or to bless this time and show some truth from His Word. Lord, we thank You so much for the opportunity to be here in Your house this morning. Lord, You're so good to us, and we thank You for Your goodness. Lord, as we consider this topic of praying for missionaries, I pray You'd help us, Lord, to learn truth from Your Word that will strengthen our prayer life, that will give us a powerful prayer life in regards to missions. And Lord, we just give this time to You now. Use it as You will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, Colossians chapter 4, and we're going to start looking at verses 2 through 4. The Apostle Paul writing here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Well, let's just break down these couple verses here and consider them in regards to praying for missionaries. And the key words we're going to look at in this verse would be the door of utterance. So from this passage, we are going to see that God wants us to pray for a door of utterance. What is that referring to? We'll get into that in just a minute. But start in verse 2, he's talking about prayer. Continue in prayer. And praying for us. So the Apostle Paul is admonishing the church here in Colossae to pray for him, to pray for their missionary. It's encouraging to see all those missionary prayer letters out there. It's encouraging to see a church that's excited about missions, but do you pray for them on a regular basis? That is a very important thing. The Apostle Paul admonishing the church here to pray for their missionaries. We should make it a regular habit to pray for missions. Notice, second of all, it says that God would open unto us a door of utterance. The door of utterance. What is the Apostle Paul talking about here? He's talking about opportunities to share the gospel. Opportunities to utter the gospel. And now think about this. The Apostle Paul in this time of his life is actually in prison. And so this is a especially challenging for him at this time to be able to have opportunities to share the gospel, because he's restricted in where he can go and who he can meet. And so especially at this time, he is praying that God would give him a door of utterance, opportunities to share the gospel. You know, that actually kind of really sounds a little similar to COVID. A lot of missionaries in various countries around the world are limited in where they can go and who they can talk to. But you know what? God is still able to provide a door of utterance. And as I was able to share last night, God is using COVID in Australia to expand the gospel to people that wouldn't necessarily go to church in person. But through online means, God is expanding the gospel. And so, especially at this time, as we consider many missionaries in fields where there are still restrictions on who can meet, how many can meet, when and where they can go, pray that God would still continue to give them a door of utterance, opportunity to speak the gospel. Notice the verse continues on that the Apostle Paul is in bonds. He is in prison, but if we look over in Philippians chapter 1, verse 13, we see something interesting. We know it's on the heart of the Apostle Paul to share the gospel. He's asked people to pray for a door of utterance that he can share the gospel. Philippians chapter 1, looking at verse 13, it says, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. So this verse shows us that the Apostle Paul, even though he was in bonds, God still prevailed and allowed him to get the gospel to those who were in the palace. Those who were even, I assume, were guarding him. Those Roman soldiers, the people that were supposed to keep him captive, I would assume the Apostle Paul was sharing the gospel with them. And not just with them, but it said throughout the whole palace. People knew the testimony of the Apostle Paul. And what a great example of how God can use someone. He can take a situation in which it seems very restricted. You think, oh, how could the Apostle Paul get the gospel? He's in prison. But he did through the help of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that the prayers of those praying for him, that he would be able to maintain that gospel witness. Well, let's consider some practical applications of this as we pray for our missionaries today. We can pray that God would give them access that they need to get the gospel where God has called them to go. One way we can pray that way is for visa restrictions. A lot of countries are tightening down on their visa applications, that they don't want missionaries to come into their country. I know that's definitely true in Australia. It's challenging. You can't just get a religious workers visa like you used to be able to in the past. You need a sponsor. You've got to do some. You got to have a work visa, things like that. And that's not just Australia, but around the world, countries are tightening their restrictions. I know of a gentleman in Africa. He was there for many years working in education, started a Christian school, and all of a sudden the government decided, hey, we want you out of the country. So pray for missionaries that they would be able to get those visa approvals. Financial burdens. Maybe a missionary needs a vehicle to reach farther out, to give them the transportation so they can get to those remote villages that they're trying to reach. Safety issues. Rough terrain, different things like that. Medical issues can arise and hinder them from being able to have that door of utterance. Pray for medical missions. Medical missions is a great way to open doors. I've got a couple friends that are in medical missions, and just the way that God has used those ministries to open doors is amazing. Pray for them to be able to continue getting to new villages, different villages where they can connect with the people, they can offer them medical attention, and the people will welcome them, and then they can also begin to form relationships and share the gospel as well. So pray for access so that they can have a door of utterance to share the gospel with those who God has called them to. But also pray for appointments. Pray for divine appointments. I think maybe an illustration of this would be in Acts chapter 26 when the Apostle Paul, he has just been arrested and now he's in custody. Actually, I guess it's been about 2 years by the time he actually speaks to King Agrippa, but he is given the opportunity to testify before King Agrippa. And what does he do? Essentially, he gives his testimony, and he gives his testimony in such a way where he is witnessing to King Agrippa, trying to call him to Christ. And so God gave him, even again, in prison, God gave him a divine appointment where he was able to share the gospel. So pray for missionaries that God would give them those opportunities, those special divine appointments where they are able to clearly share the gospel in a meaningful way. So we want to pray for our missionaries to have opportunities to share the gospel with others, to speak that mystery of Christ, as the Apostle Paul says in verse 3 of Colossians 4. So praying for a door of utterance, praying for open doors, that's one way in which we can pray for our missionaries. Now let's look over at 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, and we'll be in chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. So we talked about praying for a door of utterance, open doors to share the gospel. Second of all, when we pray for missions, we can pray for the gospel to have free course. The gospel have free course. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us. Again, there's that plea, that call to pray for our missionaries, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. So we need to pray for the gospel to have free course. This idea, the word free course, the word course comes from the word run. So it has the idea of someone running on a track. Now, apart from the hurdles on a track, when you have a run, when you have a race, there's no obstacles, right? They are able just to run as fast as they can. The track is cleared away, and so they can run unimpeded. And that's the idea of this word, that they can run unimpeded. There's no obstacle to it. So we are praying that God would allow the gospel to move quickly on foot, to run, to go forward unimpeded. And the Apostle Paul says, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. If we looked over at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, we see how the Thessalonian church accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel, the word of God, was glorified in them. The Apostle Paul is giving thanks. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. And so the Thessalonian believers, they had experienced the free course of the gospel. They had the gospel given to them freely, and they believed it. That the word of God, the gospel, is glorified in them. And that is a great picture of when the gospel has free course and people are able to receive it, even as it was with the Thessalonians. Verse 2 says that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. There are many in this world who oppose the gospel. I think we all know that. So another aspect of praying for the gospel to have free course would be praying that God would remove those from hindering the gospel. Acts chapter 17 is a good picture of the Apostle Paul when he was hindered as he was trying to promote the gospel. This is, I believe, in the church of, or in Thessalonica, where he actually received this resistance, ironically. And we're just in the book of Thessalonians. And Acts chapter 17, verse 1, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, after his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took upon them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. So here you have the Apostle Paul going into a town. He's talking to a Jewish synagogue. He's talking to these people from the Scriptures, how Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And he's persuading many of these at this synagogue. And the religious leaders, they look around and they say, we've been here for years. We've been working with these people, proselytizing them to the Jewish faith. And now this stranger, Paul, comes in and he is stealing all of our people. And they didn't like that. And so they stirred up lewd men that didn't have character, men who were not reputable, and they began to cause problems for the Apostle Paul. There's many people out there in this world, many missionaries face these types of challenges. And so one way we can pray for them is pray that God would give the gospel free course and that they would be delivered from those unreasonable and wicked men, those men who are standing in the way of the gospel. It could be a tribal chieftain who is trapped by witchcraft and idolatry, and he won't let a missionary come in. I was just at a conference with a missionary family. They're going to Peru. They have a heart to reach the unreached people groups in Peru there. They actually were trying to connect, trying to form a relationship with an Indian tribe out there that's really remote, really isolated, doesn't really want to contact or have contact from other people come to them. And the missionary was working with another missionary to try to just start that relationship. And as this one missionary, they were supposed to both go, but the Fitzgeralds, the man I met, wasn't able to go. And his friend went, and he was actually shot and killed by arrows from this tribe, apparently, because they were opposed. They didn't want that connection with the outsiders. So there are many ways in which missionaries have to deal with opposition. Another example would be, he mentioned a missionary in Peru again, who was trying to reach out to one village, and he went to the village, he started passing around gospel literature, and he was told by the priest, don't come back and do this. Well, he wasn't going to be scared away by the priest, and so he went back and he did that, and the priest got up a group of people, they grabbed him, they took him outside the city, and they stoned him in Peru. So that's a very real danger that missionaries face. They face these unreasonable and wicked men who are trying to stand in opposition to the gospel. And we need to pray for them that God would overcome that opposition. So we've looked at two ways in which we can pray for missionaries, praying for that open door and then praying for the gospel to have free course, that God would remove hindrances, He would allow the gospel to move forward like a runner, free of hindrance. Now let's look at Ephesians chapter 6, another prayer request that the Apostle Paul gives us in regards to praying for him and missionaries. Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll look at verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Similar to what the Apostle Paul requests in Colossians, but I want to point out that word boldly. He says that utterance may be given unto me and that I may open my mouth boldly. The Apostle Paul is asking for boldness. Missionaries need boldness to witness. Just because they are a missionary doesn't mean they have this supernatural power to just talk to anybody, and they just automatically have an easy way of witnessing. They have no fear of anybody. They'll just go up and win people to Christ. They still are people, just like you and me. We still have to rely on the Holy Spirit. We need that Holy Spirit-given boldness. And if the Apostle Paul says, pray for me that I will have boldness, then I think most missionaries would probably say as well, we need to pray, we need to ask for boldness as well. So we need to pray that our missionaries would not be intimidated. There's a lot of intimidation on foreign fields. You're talking to people that are steeped in other religions. You're talking about people like in Australia, where there are a lot of people that are very skeptical, very critical of Christianity. Not everybody, but there are a lot of people, and so it can get discouraging going up to people and time again being rejected. There can be that fear associated with going up to somebody and just experience that ridicule, that rejection over and over again. Sometimes missionaries can lack confidence in sharing the gospel because they're struggling with the language. Especially newer missionaries, they've got to learn the language, and they feel inadequate in communicating. And so that can be a challenge to them as well. Maybe cultural barriers, where they are just unsettled with learning the culture. They're not familiar with things, and so they can lack boldness in their witness. So there's different things, different ways that we can think about this idea of praying that missionaries would have boldness. But ultimately, they need the Holy Spirit-given boldness that we see in the book of Acts. And that only comes through prayer. It only comes through prayer. And I want to remind you, as we looked at these three principles, praying for missionaries, praying for open doors, praying that the gospel would have free course, and then praying that the missionaries would have boldness, I want to remind you that as you pray for your missionaries, you're partnering with your missionaries in prayer. It's almost as if you are going to the field of Australia or the field of Mexico or wherever you're praying for your mission. It's almost as if you're going there and you are having an impact, an influence in that community. Because your prayers give you the ability, without getting on a plane, without getting in a bus, to go all around the world and to have an impact in those communities. That is how you get to partner with missionaries, with God's work all around the world. And by praying for these open doors, praying for the gospel to have free course, by praying for these missionaries to have boldness, you can influence your world from right here in Newark, Ohio. So we looked at three passages of Scripture. And I want to give you then just some personal notes that I was thinking through yesterday, just some different things that you can do in your prayer life. And there's no right or wrong way. These are just some suggestions, some ideas, maybe some things that will be helpful to you. And so let me just start off by, for one thing, pray for missionaries. One way you can pray for missionaries is purity. Pray that missionaries would stay pure. And again, missionaries, I am just a person just like you. The Bible says that Elijah was a man of like passions, just as we are. I still have that sinful human nature. I still have that flesh to deal with. And missionaries aren't incapable of failure. And so pray for them that they would remain pure, especially if they are going through a disappointing time in ministry. They're going through some rough patches. They can get their eyes off the Lord and they can start getting down and they can start looking at the world and they can get their eyes off and then they will stumble and they'll trip and they'll fall. And so pray that God would keep them pure. Pray that God would provide for them, that he would give them provision. And I'm not talking just about financial provision, but encouragement. Again, if they're in a field, especially if they don't have a lot of Christian fellowship around them, they need encouragement. They need some Christian fellowship. They need wisdom. They need direction for the next steps as they try to move the ministry forward. So pray for purity. Pray for provision. And as you pray for provision, thank the Lord that He will provide. Thank the Lord in advance because we know that God offers His wisdom freely to those who ask. We know that God wants to meet their needs. And so thank the Lord as you pray for provision. Keep in mind that the Lord's going to work through those prayers. Pray for protection. I know this is one that's big for me right now. I've put at least 40,000 miles out in deputation so far. And so that's a lot of opportunities for car accidents. I've probably been in situations where I should have been in a car accident, but the Lord has kept me safe. So pray for safety. Missionaries traveling all over, especially some in jungle areas and in remote areas where there is especially more danger associated just with traveling in those areas, reaching hostile people. Some missionaries in areas of the world where they could be killed for their faith. We mentioned the one man in Peru. Pray for protection health-wise. We know that Job was attacked by the devil. His health was attacked because he was a servant of the Lord. And the devil won't stop. The devil will stoop that low to attack even God's choice servants. So pray for their health, that God would protect their health. Pray for their perspective. Pray for their perspective that they would continue, that they would maintain a love for the people with which they work. You know, it's easy for a missionary to go to a different culture and to become frustrated because the people are so slow. They don't want to start on time. They don't want to move the ministry forward. And the missionary, if he's not careful, he can become frustrated. He can become irritated with the people God's called him to. He can look at the people and say, you know what, these people will never be able to take the leadership of this church. Because they don't get it. They're not doing things the American way. So pray that God would keep them focused, that He would give them the right perspective toward the people, toward the culture, not to deride the culture, not to demean the nationals, but that He would just keep that heart of love and remember why God called him there in the first place. And I think some ways that you can help your missionaries maybe in these aspects, is by reaching out to them once in a while. I don't know if that's something that you do regularly or not here at church, but missionaries need to hear from their supporting churches. It's an encouragement, just even a quick, simple note, a quick, simple email saying, hey, we read your letter in church, we prayed for you, and I just want to let you know I'm praying that God will bless you. Maybe give us a couple specific ways you prayed for him or something like that. It doesn't have to be super long, but just a simple note like that, that could be a real encouragement. That missionary could be struggling with the very thing that the Lord laid upon your heart to pray for them. And then they get that email from you and they see, you know what, God has not forgotten about me. God is still in control and he still loves me. And that would just be a really big encouragement to them. So just a few things that I thought through yesterday is praying for purity, praying for provision, protection, and perspective. By the way, Pastor, I did forget, what time are we ending here? Okay, so we have a little bit of time. All right, just moving through a few things that I've come across as far as praying for missionaries as I've gathered some resources. Here's one that's neat, I think, praying for your missionaries on your hand. This kind of just helps you to, maybe if you want to, on Monday, pray for your thumb, and then we'll move through the fingers Monday through Friday. And that way, every day of the week, you can pray for your missionaries. And so the thumb would be, pray for the missionaries who are closest to you. Maybe the missionaries that this church has sent out, or maybe the missionaries that this church is most familiar with. Maybe they're able to visit a little more often, or you have a connection or relationship with that missionary. So pray for your thumb. Pray for missionaries that are closest to you. The thumb, I guess, is closest to your hand. So pray for those missionaries. Index finger. Pray for missionaries that are involved in teaching or directing ministries. So like the Overtons, they're involved in teaching. They're involved in helping others as they translate God's word into their language. And that's such an awesome ministry. So those that are involved in a teaching ministry, maybe the missionaries you know that have a Bible Institute, they're training others to carry out the gospel in their native lands as well. The middle finger, the tallest finger, pray for mission leaders. Maybe you are familiar with some mission boards. Pray for those leaders in those missions boards as they help their missionaries on the field to propagate the gospel. Pray for directors as they help assist and encourage missionaries on the field. The ring finger, pray for the weak missionaries. This is your weakest finger, so think of missionaries who are struggling. Maybe you read through a missionary prayer letter, and it was just kind of a rough time from this last month or two. So pray for them specifically. Maybe send them an encouraging note. Pray that God would encourage them. And then your little finger reminds us to pray for the little things. Missionaries, again, they're just people, just like you all. They need encouragement just in the little ways. Maybe just praying that God would bring them a little blessing in their day. Maybe they have some kids, and just that maybe pray that God would put on the heart of one of their church members to come over and just bring their kids a little gift. Just to encourage them, just to come over and say, hey, we love you, we care about you, and we got this little gift for your kids. Different things like that. Just think about the little ways. Just like how would somebody brighten your day? And pray that God would do something to just brighten their day in their life. So that's just a neat little thing, praying for missionaries on your hand. Your thumb being the ones closest to you, index finger, those who are teaching, a middle finger, the tallest finger, those who are in leadership positions, the ring finger being the weakest finger, praying for those who are struggling, and then your pinky, the little finger, pray for the little things in life. All right, I'm just going to move through a few more things here real quick. Especially when it comes to newer missionaries, you can pray for their cultural adjustment. Going into a different country can really shake up a missionary. Learning how to deal with, a lot of times, different countries are a lot slower than the United States. You don't have access to resources as readily as here in the United States. So there's a lot of things, a lot of challenges associated with moving the ministry forward at the pace in which the missionary wants to go. Part of that is probably just the missionary learning to be patient and waiting on the Lord. But it is frustrating. It's frustrating when it takes the whole day just to do your bank transaction. You got to get your support. You got to go to the bank. You can't just go online. You can't just do it all fast and neat like that. You've got to get on a bus. You've got to go stand in a line. You've got to wait in line. And then if something's wrong, if you don't have the right piece of paper or whatever, you might have to start over and do it all the next day. So pray that God would give them just the ability to adjust to that, to fit in, eating new food, adjusting to food that doesn't maybe sound appetizing to our American appetite. New values, seeing how people value different things in different parts of the world. Different style of humor. It could be something like that. They try to say a joke and nobody gets it. And then people say a joke in their culture and everybody laughs and you're like, I don't get that. That can be frustrating because you're trying to fit in, you're trying to reach people, you're trying to connect, and you just feel like, I can't connect. So cultural adjustment is one way in which you can pray for missionaries. Obviously, language adjustment being a great challenge to those going to non-English speaking fields. A couple practical ways to pray there for missionaries as well.